Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I like high contrast. And boy, there is nothing like a miserable winter to make spring the most glorious, fantastic season of the year. And what a glorious spring it is. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of mud. Big hole opened up in the driveway and exposed a drainage pipe. And I had to get out there and do my Sister Demento thing, hauling rocks and trying to fill everything in before some big vehicle came up the driveway and smashed the pipe. And the dogs are just eternal dirt balls. And I've trimmed their fur, and they look sort of moth-eaten, but it's easier to keep them clean and the house clean. And yes, with the rains and the winds, it's hard to keep the wood piles dry. But on the other hand, I don't need as much wood now. And all around there are signs of spring. It's funny that spring came this year right after a massive storm, the beginning of March. I don't know exactly what it was. There's this funny thing about the wind. It softens. It's not like the winds of fall where there's an edge to them and you can smell, you can feel the chill. Temperature-wise, I suppose they're the same, but they feel different, and it's a palpable difference. And the buds on the lilac start to swell, and the birds that are here all the time sing more, and they change their songs. And every day more and more ground appears as the snow recedes until the only thing that's left are the once huge mounds left by my plow guy when he cleared the driveway in the parking area. It's a wonderful time of year. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of rebirth. It's a time of hope. It's a time when I feel sorry for those who don't care that much about the natural world because they're missing so much. On the other hand, would the spring have been that great if the winter hadn't been so bad? Oh, I think the spring would have been great. I mean, I like having the four distinct seasons, because I can appreciate the differences between them. And I like the differences. I like the contrasts. Now things are a little bit different because the climate has changed sufficiently that there are always surprises. Some of them good, some of them not so good. But they serve as a constant reminder of change. And this year there are more changes. During the past year, we've had major earthquakes and tsunamis that have rearranged the earth. How is that going to change things? Now that we know that glaciers grow from the bottom as well as the top, how will the changes in the earth's temperature affect that? How much more melting will there be this summer than last summer in the polar ice caps? And when all that water goes up, how will it come down? Will it come down as rain? Will it come down as snow? And where will it come down as rain and snow? And when it comes down as rain and snow, then who will have the drought? Where will the drought be this year? For surely there will be drought too. Come on in, kitty. What flowers will make it this year? What flowers, trees, and shrubs made it through the winter? And which ones didn't? And which ones will make it through the summer? I don't know. I don't consider myself a gambler, but once again this year I bought a share in my local community sustainable agriculture project. I buy a share at whatever this farm can produce. And if the farm produces a lot, I get a lot. And if the farm can't produce a lot because of the weather, because of insects, because of viruses, then I don't get a lot. So the change is there. And part of me doesn't like change. I think I like things to be predictable. But on the other hand, change keeps me adaptable keeps me on my toes. And I like to tell myself that our ability to adapt to change, not to be frightened by change, is what keeps us young, is what keeps us alive.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.